诸暨市高三适应性考试听力测试题。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Are the jeans on the sofa to be washed?
Yes, Mom.
Will you have to wear your uniform on the school trip?
It's on a Saturday, so we can wear what we like. I'll wear my new jacket.
I've invited some friends over to watch the game on TV tonight, so in the afternoon I'll go out and get some food.
You should get some drinks, too. The article in this morning's paper made me angry.
I felt the same way when I first read it, but the more I thought about it, the more I agreed with it. It's an excellent article.
Welcome. What kind of book would you like?
Something about history.
They're on the second floor. All the books are on sale this week.
Well, that's it for our chemistry homework. We should work on our math problems next.
What about taking a little break first?
No, work comes first.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I really shouldn't have worn high heels today.
No kidding. Who knew we'd all be on a walking tour of the city before the meeting?
Maybe they think it's the first time we've come to the city, so they arranged it. I remember seeing a shoe store just around the corner from here. Do you think we have enough time to stop by? I honestly won't be able to walk back unless I get some relief for my feet.
It should be fine. We can get you some shoes and then eat a quick lunch at the fast food restaurant.We're almost back at the meeting center anyway.
Okay. I really shouldn't have worn high heels today.
No kidding. Who knew we'd all be on a walking tour of the city before the meeting?
Maybe they think it's the first time we've come to the city, so they arranged it. I remember seeing a shoe store just around the corner from here. Do you think we have enough time to stop by? I honestly won't be able to walk back unless I get some relief for my feet.
It should be fine.We can get you some shoes and then eat a quick lunch at the fast food restaurant. We're almost back at the meeting center anyway.
Okay.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 8 to 10 three small questions. Now you have 15 seconds to read these three small questions.
Doctor's office, may I help you?
Yes, my name is John Carver. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Carter.
What seems to be the problem?
I guess I have a bad cold.
Do you feel lightheaded or have a fever?
No, I neither feel lightheaded nor have a fever, but my nose is often running, and I don't feel like eating anything.
Well, let me check the schedule. Dr. Carter has an opening at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Can you come in then?
At 3 o'clock? No, I'm sorry, I can't. I have an important lecture to attend then. How about tomorrow afternoon?
Let's see. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock?
Yes, that would be fine.
All right. See you then. Doctor's office, may I help you?
Yes, my name is John Carver. I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Carter.
What seems to be the problem?
I guess I have a bad cold.
Do you feel lightheaded or have a fever?
No, I neither feel lightheaded nor have a fever. But my nose is often running, and I don't feel like eating anything.
Well, let me check the schedule. Dr. Carter has an opening at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Can you come in then?
At 3 o'clock? No, I'm sorry, I can't. I have an important lecture to attend then. How about tomorrow afternoon?
Let's see. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock?
Yes, that would be fine.
All right. See you then.
，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Why are you so dressed up?
I am on my way out to the celebration party of my company, and I have to meet some important customers there. How do I look? Is my makeup okay?
You look great. Your makeup is also perfect.
Do you think I should wear a different dress?
No, the one you have on looks great, especially with your purple shoes and your hair like that.
Thanks for saying so. Do you have any ideas which necklace I should wear?
With that dress, I'd say your white diamond necklace would look perfect.
Thanks for helping out. Now that I'm ready, what are you doing tonight?
Don't you remember? I have a get-together party with my college friends.
Oh, yes. But who is going to pick up our daughter at school?
Don't worry. I'll pick her up and then send her to my parents before I go. Why are you so dressed up?
I am on my way out to the celebration party of my company, and I have to meet some important customers there. How do I look? Is my makeup okay?
You look great. Your makeup is also perfect.
Do you think I should wear a different dress?
No, the one you have on looks great, especially with your purple shoes and your hair like that.
Thanks for saying so. Do you have any ideas which necklace I should wear?
With that dress, I'd say your white diamond necklace would look perfect.
Thanks for helping out. Now that I'm ready, what are you doing tonight?
Don't you remember? I have a get-together party with my college friends.
Oh, yes. But who is going to pick up our daughter at school?
Don't worry. I'll pick her up and then send her to my parents before I go.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Guess what?I joined the Cave Exploring Society last month.
Seriously? Aren't cave explorers who go down into caves? I thought you were only interested in mountain climbing.
I do like to climb, but you know, the two sports have a lot in common. I'll give you an example. The same technique for climbing down steep rocks is used in both sports. Of course, climbers use this technique to come down hills, while cave explorers use it to go down holes.
What else does your society do?
For one thing, we help preserve caves. Believe it or not, some people are so careless that they just leave their litter in caves. And some people even write on cave walls. So we pick up litter and clean away the drawings on the wall.
I don't think I'd like cave exploring very much. Caves are wet and cold and dark, aren't they?
I suppose they are, but they can also be beautiful. Tell you what, why don't you come along with me to the meeting tonight? They'll be showing pictures that we took in a cave last weekend. You'll see some unbelievable rocks. It might change the way you think about caves. Guess what? I joined the Cave Exploring Society last month.
Seriously? Aren't cave explorers who go down into caves? I thought you were only interested in mountain climbing.
I do like to climb, but you know, the two sports have a lot in common. I'll give you an example. The same technique for climbing down steep rocks is used in both sports. Of course, climbers use this technique to come down hills, while cave explorers use it to go down holes.
What else does your society do?
For one thing, we help preserve caves. Believe it or not, some people are so careless that they just leave their litter in caves. And some people even write on cave walls. So we pick up litter and clean away the drawings on the wall.
I don't think I'd like cave exploring very much. Caves are wet and cold and dark, aren't they?
I suppose they are, but they can also be beautiful. Tell you what, why don't you come along with me to the meeting tonight? They'll be showing pictures that we took in a cave last weekend. You'll see some unbelievable rocks. It might change the way you think about caves. Today, I'm going to talk a little about Noah Webster and the influence he had on American English. Webster was born in Connecticut in 1758 and graduated from Yale University in 1778. This was during the time of the American Revolution, and Webster joined George Washington's army to fight against the British. The end of the war brought independence, but political independence didn't satisfy Webster. He wanted independence in language from Britain as well. In 1783, Webster published a spelling book. It later became known to generations of schoolchildren as the blue-backed book because of its blue cover. A couple of years later, he published his dictionary. It is for his dictionary that Webster is chiefly remembered today. In his dictionary, Webster made many changes in the way English was used in the United States. He suggested new ways of pronouncing words and added new words to the language. Most of the changes, though, involved spelling. Today, most people in the United States spell words differently from people in Britain because of Webster's dictionary. Let me just give you a couple of examples. In Britain, words like center end in R-E. In the United States, these words end in E-R. He also took the letter U from words like color. In the British spelling, that word ends with the letters O-U-R, but in the American spelling, it ends with O-R. Still, in making changes to spelling, Webster did not go as far as his friend Benjamin Franklin wanted him to. Franklin wanted to drop all silent letters from words. The word wrong would have been spelled R-O-N-G, and the word love would have been spelled L-O-V. Today, I'm going to talk a little about Noah Webster and the influence he had on American English. Webster was born in Connecticut in 1758 and graduated from Yale University in 1778. This was during the time of the American Revolution, and Webster joined George Washington's army to fight against the British. The end of the war brought independence, but political independence didn't satisfy Webster. He wanted independence in language from Britain as well.
In 1783, Webster published a spelling book. It later became known to generations of school children as the blue-backed book because of its blue cover. A couple of years later, he published his dictionary. It is for his dictionary that Webster is chiefly remembered today. In his dictionary, Webster made many changes in the way English was used in the United States. He suggested new ways of pronouncing words and added new words to the language. Most of the changes, though, involved spelling. Today, most people in the United States spell words differently from people in Britain because of Webster's dictionary. Let me just give you a couple of examples. In Britain, words like center end in R-E. In the United States, these words end in E-R. He also took the letter U from words like color. In the British spelling, that word ends with the letters O-U-R, but in the American spelling, it ends with O-R. Still, in making changes to spelling, Webster did not go as far as his friend Benjamin Franklin wanted him to. Franklin wanted to drop all silent letters from words. The word wrong would have been spelled R-O-N-G, and the word love would have been spelled L-O-V.
Dear,